Chapter 1.5 Predictions of Still Me by Georgia Moyse. In this chapter, we will be sharing our predictions for the third book of the Me Before You trilogy, Still Me, by reading the synopsis together and coming up with theories of our own of what might happen next with Louisa Clark on embarking a new adventure in New York. Sharpen your mind, book dragons, and turn the page.
Lou Clark knows too many things. She knows how many miles lie between her new home in New York and her new boyfriend, Sam, in London. Oh, Sam. She knows her employer is a good man, and she knows his wife is keeping a secret from him.
Ooh.
Lou is bad with secrets. Her personality is the type of, like, girl
blurring everything.
Blurring everything and blurting out.
Blurting. I mean. That's the word. Blurting everything out.
What Lou doesn't know is she's about to meet someone who's going to turn her whole life upside down.
Again?
Yeah.
Again?
That's ominous.
Weren't Lily and Sam enough?
I don't know. And Will.
And Will. How many more people can she meet?
Here, there's Josh. Because Josh will remind her so much of a man she used to know that it'll hurt.
Wait, who was Josh? Is that her employer?
No. Her employer is Mr. Gopnik or something.
Oh.
And Nathan
was the nurse. The nurse.
Who was working with her with Will.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Lou won't know what to do next, but she knows that whatever she chooses is going to change everything.
Why do I feel like Josh is gonna be bad for her?
Yeah.
Josh is gonna be this American guy who interferes with everything and is gonna make her insecure about what she wants. You know, because we have, like, the idea of the American dream and, like, the free country where you can achieve what you want. And, like, Louisa Clark, we know that she's, like, tiny and she doesn't want a lot. Like, she's, like, content with having little, you know?
Yes.
She doesn't aspire or, like, she reaches for the stars, you know?
The
That's what I mean.
Will encourage her, too, but...
Okay, but her personality is not that way, you know? Mm-hmm. She's fine with everything. I mean, I think English people are like that, you know?
Yes.
They're, like, calm and... I mean, like, the type of people Louisa Clark is, like,
so
from a small
that's
town.
Keeps saying you have an English person in you.
So, I think maybe Josh is gonna ruin a bit, make her insecure about her life in England.
Maybe set her back.
Maybe he's going to make her see that having a long-distance relationship is ridiculous and is not important and you can find someone here. Or, I don't know, I have no idea,
like,
what's going to happen in this book.
But here it says it will remind her so much of a man she used to know that
it'll
hurt. So yeah, that man is Will. Is he quadriplegic like Will, or is he the Will that she didn't meet so she would be attracted more to him?
You mean he's the walking version of Will?
Yeah. The alive version of
Will. Alive version of Will. Oh my god. My idea of this book will be that someone is going to come into her life, which is probably Josh, as the cover says, and he's going to make her feel insecure about everything. That's what my prediction is for this book.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I feel bad, like, about this Josh. I don't think he's going to make her insecure. I think maybe he's going to make her more
We don't
angry
even know or... his age or who he is.
Yes.
Is he the son of her employer, for example? Is he the son?
Oh, that's a nice idea.
And the secret, what do you think the secret is? Is the secret that he's not his actual son, he's someone else's?
And what if that someone is Will's brother?
What the hell? This is so far-fetched.
Okay, but, like, we mean we met Will's daughter, so why not a brother?
What?
A stepbrother.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That means that Mr. Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Will
Turner. Yes, Will.
No, that's Will Trainer. That's from Pirates of the Caribbean. Will Trainer.
Yes.
Will Trainer. No, I mean Mr. Trainer. His father.
His father. Yeah.
Had an affair with, or maybe not an affair. Maybe someone he met before he got married, and that child is his son. But he lives in America.
Uh-huh.
Wow. This is a very, very big prediction. Okay.
Okay.
Might be far-fetched. Might be close. We don't know.
Yeah. Let's see the next chapter.
What else? I think, I don't know. I have no idea, like, what to expect in this book. I feel like, what I expect in this book is, like, everything that's been building up in After You is gonna fall apart, you know?
Why? The way she,
because, like, it says here, he's gonna remind her of a person.
Turn her life upside down.
Like, I feel like this book is gonna reopen some wounds, you know?
Yeah.
The way she's been healing in After You is gonna now be a little, we'll have another setback again, mm-hmm. you know? That's what I feel is going to happen in Still Me. Even the title, Still Me, says something. Still Me? Still me, as in Still Me means the Still Me from before.
From before you. The title is
Still Me from the moment we met. Like, I'm still the person when we met. I'm the broken person when we met.
Okay, I like that.
Like, I haven't changed. Nothing's changed. Which is sad and good at the same time. Well, I think we can wrap it up here. I mean, if you guys have any predictions, please let us know. We want to know. Yes. We want to know other people's predictions. Because right now we're just guessing and we're reaching into the black hole of nothingness. So we don't know what is going to happen in this book. We'll come back with an episode of where we have read the book.
Yeah.
And we'll
know what actually happens.
Know what actually happens. And then we'll discuss it together. So, see you next time.
See you.
Thank you for making it to the end of this small chapter. We are so excited to be reading Still Me and see whether or not we are even remotely right about our theories. What do you think is going to happen? If you can't wait to find out, then turn the page for chapter 2.